You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here representing Juno Artists Gallery. Welcome, Lori Craig and Jane Andreen. Hello.
Hi, Shelley.
Thank you.
All right, Lori, what brings you and Jane in today?
You know, we do a really neat thing at our cooperative gallery. Every month, we have a featured artist, and there's about 20 to 25 of us members all the time. But we like to put a special focus on a different artist every month. And Jane is our artist for this month. Gives us a chance to showcase her work a little bit more and display things a little bit more. And she's the one we bring the food for First Friday like we did last week. So it just gives us a chance to promote one of our favorite people. Mm-hmm. And they're all our favorite people. It just depends on which month it is.
Jane, you're a jewelry maker. Tell us about the pieces that you make.
Well, my jewelry, I've been making jewelry for probably about 13, 14 years now. I can't even exactly remember when. But over time, it's really evolved. And now I'm more focused on the semi-precious and precious gemstones in my work, which I'm really excited about. And I think which lends a little bit different focus as far as the jewelers, the various jewelers at the gallery. One of the things I like is we each have our own individual distinctive style. So mine's just, it seems to be growing and evolving all of the time. But I love working with rubies and emeralds and sapphires and onyx and just all kinds of different gemstones.
How did you learn to do that?
I actually started, there was a jeweler whose jewelry I really loved in Homer when I used to live there. And I had lost one of the earrings. And so I went into a bead store and bought some things to make a new pair of earrings. And it just kind of took off from there. And I was doing it as a hobby. I love telling this story. I donated a necklace and earring set to the Aware Shelter Women of Distinction Awards Banquet one year. And my particular set of jewelry got in a bidding war between two people. I had priced it out at $125, and it sold for $260. And I was so excited. I went home. I woke up my husband. I said, sold for $260. And he said, he jumped out of bed. He said, you're going to get a business license. We're going to make lots of money, and we're going to retire. Well, I haven't made a lot of money, but I have been able to expand my craft. And this last year, being a part of the gallery has really, really broadened that out and deepened it.
Excellent. And how do you make the pieces? Can you describe your process a bit?
Well, I have a lot of different designs. I have in my inventory over 500 designs between earrings and necklaces and bracelets. What I find is I will have an idea. And I'll start to pull the pieces together, or sometimes I'll be looking through my supply and I'll pull out a stone. I'll go, oh, wait a minute. What about this? I wonder. And I'll just start playing with some ideas. Often what happens, this is the magic, too, of art. I think Lori will probably agree with this, is there's times I'll start with an idea, but it will evolve and change. It's almost like the materials are telling me how it needs to come together. And I'll get done sometimes and go, wow, where did that come from? And Lori's nodding her head, yes. There's a magic.
There is a magic to that. And I think the same thing with any creative thing, whether it's performance or music or all of the guests that sit in these chairs with you, Shelley, is somehow we get taken over by some magic. And I was talking with some folks the other day about how we are so moved by this beautiful place where we live. Mm-hmm. And we have photographs, we have prints, we have paintings, and they're all different. Each of us interprets our world in a different manner. So there really isn't that much overlap and competition. It's just with different eyes. And I love that. And the same thing with the jewelry. It's very individual. And listening to you talk about it is a wonderful story because it helps me realize that one of the things our gallery does, being in a small town, is it gives us the connection to the people. And when they say, oh, you know, I would really like a so-and-so, you go home and you make it. And then you try that out. And you can try out new designs and see how people respond. And when it just takes off, then it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And somebody gave you the idea 3 days earlier.
One of the things that I've loved, there have been businesses here in town that has sold my jewelry on consignment. And I've really appreciated having that kind of connection with the owners. But now that I'm at the gallery, it is, I think we are at officially 21 artists right now. It is this whole collective community that we're supporting each other and we're endorsing each other and we're cheering each other on. And it's amazing to me that 21 personalities can come together and work so seamlessly. We just recently were closed again for a month because of some repairs to the floor that needed to be made. And watching everybody come together to move everything out, and then we got the word that, you know, we could start moving in the next day, and the next day people were there hefting the heavy stuff and getting people set up so that we could start unloading and unpacking and doing our own things. It was just amazing.
It sounds like you've had a pretty good experience working with Juno Artist Gallery.
Wonderful.
Yes. Jane, do you have a website where we can see your work and the materials that you use?
I have a Facebook page, and it's J.A. Jules. Jules is J-U-L-E-S, and the story behind that is my sister's name is Julie, and I call her Jules. And when I came up with the name, it Jane Andrine, Juno, Alaska, Jules.
Nice.
Yes.
I love it. Oh,
yeah.
Nice. So, Lori, what do you appreciate about Jane's work?
You know, I tend to like the delicate pieces, and I love how she puts things together in these different combinations that are flattering and delicate, and yet the contrasting colors. I mean, I will look over at the display, and because it's February, we're going to see a lot of red, I think.
And pink.
Yeah. And Jane does a beautiful job of coordinating the necklaces and the earrings and displaying them together. And, of course, we watch people shop. So it's fascinating to see what they look for. The gentlemen that come in and buy something special for the lady in their life or the partner in their life, whatever it is. And it's really fun to be so close to both the purchasers and the creators. And as we each take turns being clerks, which is part of how our business plan is, we get to be very much in touch with what's going on. And I like that. Like Jane, we like the connection with each other.
Mm-hmm. And what more would you like to share with our listeners today about upcoming events at Juno Artist Gallery or anything else that you've got going on?
We are known for our First Friday food.
It's so true.
So what that is like is like, it's sort of as if we have a monthly, just a little open house party for people to come in, look around, and the food, of course, it's just like feeding your dog, your cat, and your birds outside, is that they will come to you because food is a real enticement. So as we have this amazing, we have this good reputation for good food, come and eat the food and then look around like, ooh, I didn't see that before. I better buy that. So it's a sucker ploy, of course, you know, but it brings our friends in. And it's so much fun to see our friends every month just because I like that regularity. It's really fun.
And I'd like to add that opening up last Friday after being closed for a month, it gave us an opportunity all last week to kind of rearrange, refresh, put out some new things because we, many of us, had a month to work on some new pieces. And it's always changing and evolving. And I want to encourage other artists, if you're interested, come down and talk to us because I think we have the potential to really be the home for some creative people here in Juneau.
Oh, I know you've been that for a lot of folks that I know personally. So thanks both of you so much for being here today. And go check out Juneau Artist Gallery to see Jane's work and the work of many other talented artists here in Juneau. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Shelley.